This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, just hit subscribe on your podcast app and it'll be delivered right to you. And sign up for the Love Mondays newsletter. I've studied history's greatest creatives, and each Monday I share with you the very best lessons I've learned. It's taken me thousands of hours to learn these secrets, and you can learn them in 2 minutes a week for free. Why wouldn't you sign up? Sign up at cadavy.net/Mondays. To make it as a creative, you need to make the most of very limited resources. And your most valuable resource as a creative is your creative energy. You only have so much creative energy, but if you use that energy wisely, you can be leaps and bounds more productive than you could be otherwise. So to manage your creative energy well, be intentional about how you use it. One way to be intentional about how you use your creative energy is to categorize and label different types of creative energy. And today, I'm going to introduce two types of creative energy: front burner creativity and back burner creativity. If you think of your creative energy in terms of front burner and back burner, you can have more creative output on your smaller projects while still tackling those bigger projects, all without procrastinating or burning out. I'm going to tell you more in this week's episode. Love Your Work is made possible by our generous Patreon supporters. So thank you so much to our newest supporters, Wayne Hind, Eliezer Shore, Alice Walsh, and Brian McCann. Your support means the world to me, and your support means the world to thousands of others who enjoy this podcast for free thanks to your contribution. Now, why would you pay for this podcast when you're able to enjoy it for free, you might wonder? I asked Brian, one of our newest supporters, just why he does that. Brian says, "David continues to give and give, and when you think he's done, he finds a way to give some more. At some point, you have to give back, and David certainly makes it easy. He continues to publish amazing content, and if you're creative, David is a must follow. I'm grateful for his emails, books, and his podcast. He rocks my inbox, my eyes, and my ears. Thank you, David." And thank you, Brian. I'm blushing just from reading that one. That is wonderful. Maybe you feel like Brian does. Maybe you get value from Love Your Work, and you want to return some of that value to myself, the Love Your Work team, and all of the listeners. If you get value from Love Your Work, please support on Patreon. You don't have to support Love Your Work just because you're a good person, though. You're going to get all sorts of things in return. You're going to get early access to episodes, access to bonus content, hundreds of dollars in courses, discounts on Love Your Work merch, much, much more. Just go to patreon.com/cadavy. And seriously, if you haven't checked out the Patreon page in a while and seen everything that you're going to get as a supporter, I strongly encourage you to check it out. We have added a ton of new things. We even have a spot available now for One Big Kahuna to be executive producer of the show. Wouldn't that be cool? And if you're using Overcast, Overcast is always cooler than the other player apps. It's easier than ever to visit the Patreon page. Look at the bottom of your player on Overcast, and you should see a little dollar sign. It's sort of towards the bottom right area, right where the star used to be. Tap on that dollar sign, and you'll be taken right to our Patreon page where you can support the show. Otherwise, like a cave person, you're going to have to type in patreon.com/cadavy into your favorite web browser. Okay, here we go. Make your masterpiece by dividing your creative energy into front burner and back burner. When you're a creative entrepreneur, you need simple ways to make the most of your creative energy. You want to focus your creativity, and you don't want juggling your priorities to weaken your creative energy. If you think of your projects in terms of front burner projects and back burner projects, you can get everything done while doing your best work ever. Front burner and back burner, of course, refers to cooking on a stove. You may have a pot of sauce that needs to simmer. You put it on the back burner and stir it once in a while. Meanwhile, you're stir-frying vegetables on the front burner. You have to keep stirring them to evenly cook them all around. Front burner and back burner can also refer to your projects. Front burner projects are projects that demand your best creative energy. They take several sessions to complete, and they require solving new problems. Backburner projects are projects that demand creative energy, but not your best creative energy. They're projects you've done before and that don't take quite as long. My front burner project right now is my next book. I'm still working through lots of unknowns. For example, by writing this podcast episode, it will be many months before I'm finished. One backburner project is my podcast itself. I release an episode a week, and I have processes in place to save my creative energy. Front burner projects often involve more slow creativity than they do fast creativity. For example, I'm doing lots of high-level brainstorming for the book in my notebook or on my portable word processor, but writing this podcast episode first thing in the morning is fast creativity for me. I'm writing it in one pass. I'm writing about concepts that I've exercised in separate slow creativity sessions. Front burner projects often transition to back burner projects. At one point, this podcast was my front burner project. I had a lot to learn before I could put it on the back burner. I had to do lots of slow creativity, such as learning how best to communicate in audio. I still do a little slow creativity in planning my interviews, but it's mostly fast creativity. Front burner and back burner designations help you arrange your work according to your energy levels. For example, here's how my level of discipline changes during the week. Early on in the week, I have quite a bit of discipline, especially on Tuesday. That's when it peaks. But by the end of the week, my discipline isn't so hot by Friday. And here's how my level of discipline changes during the day. When I wake up, I'm pretty low on discipline. Early afternoon, I'm pretty high on discipline. Later on in the day, again, I don't have quite so much discipline. Front burner projects take more discipline. There are more unknowns and they take longer, so it's easier to get distracted or to burn out. So I focus more on front burner projects early in the week. Counterintuitively, I also focus on front burner projects in the mornings. My lack of discipline in the morning correlates with more creative thinking. So the high level of creativity trumps my low level of discipline. I make up for the lack of discipline through habits and rules and facing a blank wall. Here's how I divide up my work according to front burner and back burner projects. Monday morning, front burner. Monday afternoon, front burner. Tuesday morning, front burner. Tuesday afternoon, front burner and back burner. Wednesday in the morning and afternoon is both front burner and back burner. Thursday morning, front burner, back burner. Thursday afternoon is back burner projects. Friday morning, again, is a mixture of front burner and back burner. And then Friday afternoon, I work on back burner projects. Notice some things here. I have a rule not to work on back burner projects on Mondays. This focuses my creative energy even more intensely on my front burner project on a Monday when I have fresh energy. I make a habit out of working on my front burner project for at least the first hour of each day. This helps make up for my lack of discipline in the morning while taking advantage of my high level of creativity. I have less energy for front burner projects on afternoons late in the week. My discipline has waned, so I can do more routine projects, such as my podcast. Try it yourself. What is your front burner project right now? And what are your back burner projects? How can you make sure your front burner projects get your freshest creative energy? If you think of your projects in terms of front burner and back burner, you can dish out a feast of great creative work. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/Katavi. That's patreon.com/ K-A, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.